My eyes, Pastor Babajide, it is amazing that you said you have a testimony, but the Lord begins to show me something about you, very, very obvious, very clear. And God said to me that He removed you from the shadow of people, and because today you are in His shadow, in the presence of the Lord, that God begins. I see something in your hand. What was in your hand is bigger than you. What God puts in your charge is bigger than what you imagine. Pastor Babajide, I'm not talking about money. I am not talking about business. But God told me very clear. He said that which He has entrusted in your hand, which is the word of the Lord, He made room for you so that through you, acts of men can become roomy to habitate God. So you will see that as you go into that city where the Lord has opened for you, there is nothing that can stop it. But there is an assignment, because He sent you forth with the bread of life, with the word of the living God. He sent you as a true witness. I see you, beloved. I made a covenant with God. Whatever He says, I will say it. I see that He pulls you out of the shadow. And I decree that you are removed from every shadow of human being, like a gate. A gate like a person that is hindering the shining of your star, that is standing in the way of the expression of grace that is on the inside of you. Therefore, I release you into your assignment in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, so you are off that shadow. And what you see beginning to happen to you is that Peter was looking for fish. But when he came off the shadow of his experience, the shadow of his own wisdom, the shadow of his expertise, the shadow of his own might, the shadow of his own strength, and he comes into the shadow of the Lord, the fish looked for him. So in ministry, I see that the fishes are going to begin to look for you. Even in strange places, in strange cities, and on strange platforms, I see God bringing the harvest of souls to His kingdom through you in a stronger and in a mighty way. Very big, brother. And beloved, that is it, Pastor. That is, God told me it is done. He said, I don't need to say anything, but as I have declared, today it is done. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
Beloved, there's somebody in this place. And I see that, Pastor Hayo, you were talking about the womb. And I see that there is fibroid in that womb. Beloved, it's not in the uterus. It's not in the passageway. I see the marks in the womb. But as they were testifying, to my surprise, I see the Lord was present in this place and begin to cause those stuff. So you are here, they've told you you have fibroid, that there are stones obstructing your womb that has made conception difficult and uneasy for you. But I decree and declare by the power of Calvary, the same Holy Ghost that raised up Jesus Christ from there, who is presently present in this place, I decree that those fibroids, you shall see them no more in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Actually, the Lord went further and begins to speak to me. I saw and he spoke. And he said to me, you have actually been wondering, why is my trouble persistent? But the Lord said, beloved, Jacob in the house of Laban, he said, my righteousness shall speak for me. It shall not lie. Your righteousness, your uncompromising faith, your tenacity, and your persistence in loving and following God, even when it was inconvenient. Beloved, God said, he brought you into remembrance like I did for Cornelius. He said, this day, your prayers and your offerings has come as a memorial for you before God. For as many as keyed in into the word of the Lord, I decree if you fit into that situation, your prayer of many years, of many months, of many days has come before the Father as a memorial for the answers, for the miraculous, for your release, for your restoration, for your recovery, for your advancement, for your peace, for your rightful engagement in the platform of service that God has ordained for you in the mighty name of Jesus. And so also, as that was going on, from the time Pastor Hayo was speaking, the Lord opened my eyes and I saw that someone in this place, I do not know who you are. I didn't see the face, but I saw the Lord begin to speak to me about this personality. Beloved, really, to come here was a big deal. You came, it was a sacrifice. Because nothing much is in your hand. But the bills were piling up. You were looking for somebody for a bailout. The best of men that you have consulted and contracted, they have failed you. Your friends have turned you down. But beloved, as I saw the emptiness, I also behold, I was praying in my spirit and I saw something that made me laugh. I saw something which I'm going to speak about. I saw that what God gives to you is not bread, but he gave you seeds. He gives seeds unto the sower. To the eaters, he gave it bread. What does that mean for you? I saw rucksacks of seeds, of grains, and I begin to ask the Lord, why? For somebody that needed a bailout and an help, what is required is like what you need to eat for now to get out of trouble, what you need to make your face shine again. But God said, it is not the now thing that he wants to bail you out from, but he settled forever. Everything that is meant for your increase, for your supernatural provision, because the seed is planted and therefore it begins to bring forth to you even bread to eat, and even more seeds to sow, because embedded in every seed is the life to reproduce itself. Therefore, what is that seed? Pastor Ayo begins to talk about, you must get the word. That seed that delivers into your hand the miraculous, the unexpected, is the seed of the word of the living God. As you take hold of the seed of God's word here today, it is written, believe in the Lord your God, you shall be established. Believe in his prophet, you shall prosper. Beloved, because you believe, therefore today, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the seed of God's word begin to be seeded in your life, producing and delivering a seed that is beyond your imagination. The seed of life that delivers to you what will move you forward, what will bring you out of trouble, what will bring you out of lack, what will bring you out of insufficiency, what brings you out of reproach, what brings you out of trial, what brings you out of trouble. And the name of Jesus, why must it be done? The word of the Lord said Jesus was made poor that you might become rich through his poverty. Jesus has settled that case, so poverty is annihilated. As somebody said, but hey, I have some job. But beloved, God is saying to me that you begin to be one that recruits men to work for you. If you like, take it. For those who take it, not many days hence, you shall yet return and you will see a miracle at your door. And the Lord begins to show to me and for you that you will know that you are the one. Beloved, what I saw, there is a need right now, and that need is a one and a half. A something full and something half. And I'm asking God, why the one and the half? And I saw the half was already open. It says, speaking parable. The half was on top, but it was sitting on that which was covered, which is the whole. But so don't you get mixed up when you experience the half and misunderstood that the half is the whole. There is still the whole that is talking about the fullness of where God is taking you, what is bringing you. So where your heart is just a step in the direction of coming to the fullness of God. And as you come into the fullness of God, everything will be available to you in its fullness. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And he spoke to me. Beloved, before Wednesday, you will see that one of the issues is solved. Before Wednesday, that issue is solved. You will ask for the one and a half, but you will get the full. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And beloved, I don't know, Lord, you are the God of timing. When I look at the time, I say, Lord, we ought to be finishing now. What must I do? So this moment is very critical. Everybody testify. Everybody. The sister said, I got a job. You don't know. I sat there, I was going to say something today. 2011, God made me a covenant. I was taking my employer to court for something I cannot explain. Every move to take them to court leaves me sad. And God said, don't. And the Lord showed up to me. When he showed up to me, I saw that the price that I am to pay was my day rate. And beloved, God help me. It does help me. It does help me. So it was unfathomable, incomprehensible. And I'm saying to God, and I see everybody coming. I will see the heaven open. I see the angels. Beloved, you thought you are the only one I'm talking to. I see the angelic host of God. That is why you cannot be careless. I saw the angelic host of the Almighty God present even right now. Beloved, and as they were present, I see that everybody begins to grow. Your statures were changing. So I was coming to say that you have changed gear. God said unto John, he said, come up higher, that I might show you the things that must take place after these. There are things that is going to begin to manifest in your lives after this because you have changed level. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, I just could not say, God, I have. Beloved, when I started ministry, what I left was little. So I have known money, how to spend it. And I'm good at it. And I like what is good. But beloved, I begin to walk. No pay. In that time till now, 3 weeks was the money that I got in my hand. But you know what? I went to God and said, God, my money is outside. They hold me. Somebody that hold me told me, I want to support your ministry. I've been following your ministry. I said, you will not need to support it. I said, you have not supported it till now. You did me a favor to have cheated me. To have treated me anyhow. But I have no lack in the supply of God. I decree and declare over your life today, everything that speaks of lack is over. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, I call God to questions. Because it now means that everybody that learns that there is a prayer line, everybody is coming. If you don't have a job, they come. And every one of them gets a job. And what I'm doing, I didn't get the money. I said, God, if you want me to do full-time ministry again, don't you? You know, I will do it now, but I am not really ready. There is no time that you are ready for your assignment. But the one that makes you able makes you ready. And I said, it's a truth I don't want to admit, that I know where my destiny is going. I know where my life is going. But God told me, because I paid that price, I saw it. And I saw that nobody that step into this commission will remain small. Because the seed of greatness is embedded on the inside of you. The word of the Lord said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Who is the greater God on the inside of you? It is Christ, the hope of glory. And beloved, so when I see God does it, it just amazed me. I had a testimony yesterday. A person I was teaching, and they laugh at me. You see all of them. They tell me, say, Pastor, you are supernatural. That is who you are. But the earthly realm has made us to be comfortable with the status quo because we thought this is what it's all about. The person said to me, I said, if you are only trading in the natural way, you are limited to your return. And you are limited to your results. Beloved, the individual took a step in the right direction. I came back yesterday to tell me that you have told us that there is no office that they can sit that can become a goal to sit over your business. You go in the direction of the world and the ways will be open for you. Therefore, the Lord spoke unto Cyrus. He said, Cyrus, this hotel will love me and they can do nothing about it because God is mindful of you. Beloved, if we have to carry this in 5 seconds, we will do so. The grace will be available, but hear ye the word of the Lord. He said, Cyrus, he was a king in his own right, but he gave his hand to the Lord. Because he lent his hand to the Lord cracked every barrier, removed every mountain. The Lord moved in the heart of man to do what is right by Cyrus. Pastor said, God can favor you and make the unwilling people to do what you don't expect and what you could not imagine. Beloved, I decree over your life in the mighty name of Jesus, every human-like authority, authority of a nation, authority of a kingdom, every power that sits on the portion of your inheritance, your job, your heritage in Christ, your true witness, what will make you to shine like star, to be a true witness that proclaim Christ, whatever is seated on it, because you have enthroned Jesus as the Lord, I dethrone them in the mighty name of Jesus. Why not? Because God puts kings into places and he can remove them. Actually, he lifts up one and he pulls down the other. Therefore, on your account, every king that will oppose your arising, your manifestation, and your release, I command them to be unseated in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So, but yes, there are some that came only for bread. They've eaten bread. They've gotten the stuff and they have gone. But Jesus said, Are you also going to?
Where shall we go?
He said, where else shall we go? For you alone are the words of eternal life. What men in the world look for begins to look for you because of the life of God, because of the power of God, because of the grace of God that seated on the inside of you in the mighty name of Jesus. This is not professional way of ministry. I never was called into convenience stores or convenient ministry or performance ministry. I am not interested. God said, the Baal worshippers has taken over the land. But he raised an Elijah. He said, look, don't stand between two opinions. If God is God, serve him. If God is not God, why bother? Jesus said, I don't want you to be either cold or hot. Just be warm. He said, when you are lukewarm, he said, I will spew you out of my mouth. Because the people thought that they have arrived. They thought they were rich. He said, but they are poor. He said, buy for me gold. That gold must go through fire before it turns to the jewel. And some of you, you have gone through different fire. You have gone through whether fire of disappointment, fire of humiliation, embarrassment, fire that made you to stand, but you are crawling. Fire that makes you to lose your voice and lose your joy. Today, in the mighty name of Jesus, the God who is the fourth man in the fire, he said, when you pass through the fire, it shall not burn you. He said, your body will not feel the flame of it. He said, when you pass through river, it shall not prevail over you. Therefore, I decree and declare a way out for you from every fire kindled by hell, from every fire kindled by your enemy, by any fire kindled, even by your friend. For any fire kindled by your household enemy, I command your way out in the mighty name of Jesus. You can ask me a question. Somebody better help me to go and tell them I'm still here. Beloved, in the house of David, fire was kindled by his own son. It was a fire to dethrone him. It was a fire to kill him. It was a fire to take his place while he was still alive. You only get a will after somebody has died. But the fire that was kindled to say, you have been there too long, I'll take you out so that I can take your place. Every fire that is kindled by satanic gang up in your office, every fire that is kindled by household enemy, I decree that the fire that swallow up fire, Hebrews 12:29, it said the Lord is a consuming fire. When he steps in, every other fire, they die down. Therefore, in any area of life that you have been suffering as a result of invisible fire kindled and triggered by hell against you, I decree it is over now. Come out of affliction. Come out of struggle. Come out of trial. Come out of oppression. Come out of joblessness. Come out of blindness. Come out of lameness. In the mighty name of Jesus. There are fire that kills business. There are fire that kills destiny. They were in Egypt. The enemy's fire has turned the great. The ones that God sent my people, he called them Israel. By covenant, they were connected to God. But the enemy's fire that came when they started well, that begins to be kindled to turn them to small matter, small individual, that turned the great to the small. God said, I have power over that fire. He said, every fire of Pharaoh, let it die down. And Pharaoh, let my people go that they might serve me. Every fire kindled by your Pharaoh, by your high taskmaster, by any force or any power that wanted to hinder the proof of supernatural empowerment that wants to stand in the way of the Christ that is in you from finding expression, I command them to die in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Fire in the workplace. So, Dathan, Abiram, and the 250 men, they gathered together to create a fire. And it was spreading because gossip spread like fire. And beloved, when you go back to work on Monday, those who have gossiped about you, that has created an environment that is not conducive for your flourishing and for your fulfillment and for your moving forward, every gang up that has created an atmosphere that makes you to get confused and to hinder you from bringing out your best, you have the answer, but yet it was not coming. But today I decree you will see their hand in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Because the word said, those who come against you, they shall flee before your face. And when they came like when the enemy come, like what? Have you seen flood? The intention of flood is to take everything in his way. Flood will destroy a nation. The beautiful galaxies are taken out because of flood. Beloved, beautiful structures built by man, that speaks of effort, that speaks of investment, that speaks of treasured moment, that speaks of everything that you have given yourself to. When the flood of the enemy came and thought he had swept it away, but I want you to know that the creator of rain, the one that also determined how far, is too far for any flood that rose up against you to swallow up your destiny, is God, your Father. Therefore, everything that the enemy has plotted and planned to swallow your destiny, to swallow your portion, to swallow your heritage, or to affect you and hinder you to take you out of the way, I see in the name of Jesus, they are gone away for your sake. They shall be no more in the mighty name of Jesus. Power is not for decoration. When you get them, you will know what you have contacted in the presence of the Most High God. Flood, don't hear English. Flood, let the Prime Minister come and stand in the midst of Flood. It will carry him away cheaply. Let the strongest man, Mike Tyson, stand. Oh, I don't know who is the strongest now. Let them stand in the midst of Flood and let us see whether they can stand it. But the only reason that he said that the flood of life will not prevail over you is because he made a commitment. He said, I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you. Therefore, I decree, I declare, the presence and the power of God that consume the flood and brings his victim out, I command your coming out in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I command your release from every flood of pain, from every flood of affliction, from every flood of oppression, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The same God that brother said the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. It was the same God that worked it out for Peter. It was the same God that opened the eyes of the blinded man who only heard that Jesus was passing this way, who cannot see. But you have eyes physically, and you have spiritual eyes that speaks of insight, that gives you the foresight, that gives you the insight of divine secrets of God, that you might do the works of the Lord. Deuteronomy 29:29. And Psalm 25:14, he said, the secrets of the Lord are with those who fear him, those who delight in the ways of the Lord. So those who delight themselves in the way of the Lord, they cannot be taken out of the way. Therefore, I decree and declare, because you have delighted yourself in the Lord today, everything that is meant to take you away from the place of establishment, the place of settlement, the platform of your service to manifest the power and the greatness of Jehovah, I decree, like the cloud, they are rolled away in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, if there is any sickness in your body now, I want you to put your hand there. Jesus was only passing, and that woman said, I make up my mind, if I can just but touch the hem of his garment. That is telling me that to her faith was small. But he said, I will put it to use. He said, if I can just exercise with this little strength that remains, my faith, what I believe, he said, I shall be made whole. She decided what must happen. She said, if I can just but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And Jesus among the crowd said, virtue has gone out of me. So the word of the Lord said, whatsoever has a beginning must have a end. And you determine the end of that sickness now because of your faith. He said, he has given unto us a measure of faith. So nobody here is lacking in faith. If you are sick in your body, sick in any area of your life, right now I want you to touch it. You are applying the keys of the kingdom. They say you will lay your hands on the sick, they shall recover. It doesn't matter who is sick. If it is you, put your hand there. And you are saying, covenant of divine empowerment, answer for my healing, answer for my total recovery, answer for my healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Bekusa suatalabos and dakusto ziilabontro legekwazozia and degekwazoze and dekuzozia la bronde kasa lobokoshate and lobosia. Jesus said, virtue has flow out of me. According to her faith, she embraced the result, the miraculous that the doctors cannot solve, the problem that has persisted, that the people who are wise cannot deal with. The people who are trained were not able to resolve it, but she touched by faith, and she has a result. Your coming today is a step in the right direction to take hold of that which is on the inside of you and to put it to work in your life. Therefore, I decree and declare, from today, your heaven is open. From today, you are no longer going to be subjected to reproach, subjected to trouble, subjected to sickness, subjected to humiliation, subjected to embarrassment. In the mighty name of Jesus. You don't know what it means. When I saw that my salary, my wages, one day, the day wage is a price that I pay. So I was telling the people, you won't need to pay any price. I have paid that price. But beloved, Christ has paid the price for us. And God played for me. 1 Kings chapter 17 to 19, it showed me from the beginning to the end. I was not reading it. It was a movie that I saw. And when I saw it, he said, I send you and I will take care of you. He has never failed. I want you to know that that is your God. And that is your Father. Therefore, I want you to put your hands and lift it up to the Messiah and say, Lord, I have encountered you in this place. Jesus Christ has paid the full price for my redemption. Let every redemptive right available to me through the power of sonship, let it begin to locate me. Let it begin to locate me. Let it begin to locate me. Let it begin to locate me in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, begin to give him thanks. Aha. Let us give him thanks. Let us give him thanks. Somebody has called me. Pastor Ayo, somebody has called me. He said, do you have a Naira account? I said, no. He said, are you sure you don't have a Naira account? But I know about that time Naira account because you've moved money in that place to me before. I said, you want to close me down and you are asking for my Naira account. I don't have. I said, I don't use that account. The following week, she said, do you have a pound account? I said, she said, you can't say that you don't have a pound account. I said, you will not need to put any money there. Not every gift you take. Hallelujah. Because you don't sell your destiny. Uh-huh. Nobody can buy virtue. So when you encounter God, you know what to do in every season of life. Jesus stood before the elect. He stood before the educated, the informed. But beloved, she didn't know she was talking to me and I was seeing really through him, through her. You are talking to me and you come with a bowl and you want to empty the virtue. And you are saying, I want to pay into your account. Let the money, let any gift that anyone has given you that has shortchanged your destiny, that has stolen from you, that has caused your destiny to face struggle, that has caused you to not worship because you took a gift, I decree, let that gift perish with them in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, what you have lost, I command it to return in a hurry. Return to you in the name of, you don't get it. You do not even get it. Do you think I can do something with that money? I can. Beloved, David said, I am not going to give unto God what will cost me nothing. He was given a plot of land. He has just made a mistake. He counted Israel, saying, by my power, I have attained these heights. He did a censor. He disobeyed God. Beloved, And God was wroth. 36,000 people died in one day. And he saw the angel of the Lord coming with a sword on the... Pastor, what is the land? Naboth. It's not Naboth. The name has gone through my head. But beloved, his eyes suddenly opened. Even God looked at the damage that was being done, people being wiped out. He said, enough. He told those angels, he said, enough. They can ruin that one, because God said to him, you messed up. Choose one. Pestilence, trouble, death, whatever. He said, I would rather fall in the hands of the Lord, because it will bring me up. And on that field where there was an encounter, he said he wanted to build make an offering, a sacrifice unto God. And the owner of the land said, the threshing floor of Arauna. And he said, don't give it for me for free. I might be a king. I cannot take it, because it must cost me what I give to the Lord. Beloved, he bought that land. He said, how much is the cost of it? When he bought it and offered it unto the Lord, the plague stopped. Some of you, you have come into this place sacrificially. You have come into this place because you believe in the God of this commission. Beloved, you might not have sacrificed money, but you have sacrificed your time. You have left your kids at home to press in into God. I decree and I declare, let every plague, let them stop in your life, and let every trouble cease. Let every traumatic experience stop. Let there be a change of story for you in the name of Jesus. Lastly, the word of the Lord said, Pastor, open to book of Romans chapter 8. I put my bookmark on Romans chapter 8. Beloved, you can't give up. I don't see your face. I see Christ that is changing you, because what is inside must come outside. It's not enough for Christ to be inside and nobody sees it. Beloved, the word of the Lord said that all for the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. The earth is waiting for you. They are waiting to see you emerge. Beloved, it will complete it. The devil can't steal it. You don't need to be afraid. Beloved, but he said, there are some people that is waiting for your manifestation, waiting for your witness, waiting for your testimony. And I decree, the earth that is waiting for you, you will not deny them of hearing that Christ in you find expression in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I decree that let the new you emerge. For it is written that if any man be in Christ, it's a new creation. All things passed away. Behold, all things become new. Therefore, I command a release of the newness of the graces, the freshness of the giftings, the activation of the power, the activation of the manifest presence of God in every life from today in the name of Jesus. So our nation is waiting for us. Therefore, Abba Father, you place us here as the salt of the earth. You put us here as the light of the world. Therefore, in the mighty name of Jesus, as everyone in this place today go forth, we go forth to shine as light in the midst of the darkness over the nation. We decree by our light, the light of God in us, this nation and every nation, and every family and every business and every career represented in this place, in the mighty name of Jesus, they will see the light of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, change history. Therefore, I release you today as history maker, as a changer of your environment for good. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, a city that is set upon the hill cannot be hidden. Therefore, I decree, because you have encountered God in this place, your light is shining out of obscurity in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Now unto you, the Ancient of Days, the one that performed his word, that you have spoken unto your servant and execute the word that you have given unto your messenger. Unto you I give glory. Unto you I give honor. Unto you I give praise. For every testimony, from the jobs to the healing, I thought it was going to come cheap. But Christ has paid the price. Lord, so we return the glory of every finger of God that expresses and manifested as healing, as recovery, in the mighty name of Jesus. As Christ go forth, for everyone that has a case in court, as your advocate and as your judge, you will return winning. You will return with victorious shout in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I decree and declare. That sister said, I love the school, but I did not pray. But that she prayed, she has a testimony. Because Anna went to Shiloh year after year, beloved, as an observer, but not as a participator. But because you have participated in the doings of God today, I send you forth to partake of the manifestation of the proofs of supernatural empowerment. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, take the glory, for I am persuaded that you that have started this good work, you are able to perform it, to perfect it, and to bring it into completion, to the glory of God the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Every child in this place today, or that is left at home, I decree and declare, go forth and be what God has called you to be, unhindered, undisturbed. And I speak peace into your heart. I speak success academically in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I decree and declare that the blessing of God rests upon every child. For children are the heritage of the Father, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Therefore, they will bring you good news. They will not cause you sorrow. They shall be taught of the Lord, and grace shall be their peace. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For more information on the Prevailers Church Prayer Network, her prayer line conferences, and other programs, please contact, if you're in the UK, Pastor Helen Folakemi Ajimati, the PCPN coordinator, on 079-315-40529, or Pastor Dima Ajimati, the PCF founder and senior pastor in Oshogbo, Nigeria. Our email addresses are schoolofpurposeonair@gmail.com or pcpncoordinator@gmail.com. You can also search and join us via our Facebook page. Search for Prevailers Church Prayer Network. And if you're looking to fellowship with us in Nigeria, please join us at the Prevailers Church Prayer Network, the back of Lavard Motors, beside Akinola Chemist, Okefia, Oshogbo, Osun State, Nigeria. Our service times are Sundays 10 a.m. and Tuesday 6 p.m. for the School of Purpose.